Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible, and it's a privilege, verse by verse. Today we are in John 17, verses 1 through 12 in the International Children's Bible, the ICB, and this is what it says. After Jesus said these things, he looked toward heaven. Jesus prayed, "Father, the time has come. Give glory to your Son so that the Son can give glory to you. You gave the Son power over all people so that the Son could give eternal life to all those people you have given to him. And this is eternal life, that men can know you, the only true God, and that men can know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. I finished the work you gave me to do. I brought you glory on earth. And now, Father, give me glory with you. Give me the glory I had with you before the world was made. You gave me some men from the world. I have shown them what you are like. Those men belong to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your teaching. Now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. I gave these men the teachings that you gave me. They accepted those teachings. They know that I truly came from you. I pray for them now. I am not praying for the people in the world, but I am praying for those men you gave me because they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And my glory is shown through these men. Now I am coming to you. I will not stay in the world now, but these men are still in the world. Holy Father, keep them safe. Keep them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they will be one the same as you and I are one. While I was with them, I kept them safe. I kept them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me. I protected them. And only one of them, the one who is going to hell, was lost. He was lost so that what was said in the scripture would happen." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I was just praying or saying the words that you prayed over your disciples, and what a holy moment that must have been, this high priestly prayer, as it's known, to pray for the disciples. I know that this prayer is also for all of us, that as you prayed for those that are yours and we are yours, you are praying this for us as well. Lord, thank you that we have the opportunity to know who you are and to know what your teaching is and to accept those teachings and to understand who you are, that you are the Son of God, part of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So help us to become robust in our theological view of you. Help us to view you correctly. Lord, thank you for some of the words that you had, Jesus. It says, all I have is yours and all you have is mine. And I just pray that right now. All that I have is yours, Jesus, and all that you have is mine. What a privilege it is to be your child. What a privilege it is to be counted as one of your own. Lord, you have asked also to keep us safe, and I know that you mean to keep us safe from the evil one. Help us to be alert, because we know that there is a roaring lion out there seeking to devour us. And so, Lord, help us to be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves when it comes to understanding the spiritual warfare around us. Keep us safe from the evil one who tries to steal, kill, and destroy us, who helps us or makes us think or tries to help us to think that lies are truth and truth are lies. Lord, help us to have that robust theology as I prayed before. Lord, thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for keeping us safe by the power of the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting us. I pray for my friends today that they would be protected by you, that you would keep them safe. You would protect them in their wanderings. You would protect them as their minds wander away from the faith or question things and are just wrestling through. I know that you can keep them safe. Lord, we need your strength today. We need your hope. We need your light in the dark places. I know I do. I am struggling, Lord, and I desperately need to see that this dark world is passing away and that the light will overcome the darkness. So I pray that for my friend as well as I pray for myself, that we would see the light today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. You are amazing. And I, as I've said before on this podcast, there's only one you, and you have a purpose to fulfill on this earth that I cannot fulfill, that anybody else listening to this show cannot fulfill. So please gloriously walk into the things that God has for you. There is meaning to your life, and you do matter.